Anita, your voice dropped out.
Sorry.
Repeat that.
I was just letting Art Paul know that I received the attachment on the budget timeline. Can you hear me
okay.
now?
Okay. I could hear you, Teresa, but we have Chris first and then you, Teresa.
Mm-hmm. And Sharon. Sharon for the staff also.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sharon. Okay. I told Art Paul that after Teresa, we would go to him for the timeline information. Do you mind waiting till after that, Sharon?
That's fine.
Thank you. So go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I just wanted to, for those that are listening, and I know they're probably small in number, but I just want to remind everyone that the NIC was somewhat hamstrung during the time that I've been on the on this committee in terms of being able to put these budgets together, in that we didn't have up-to-date financial reporting. And so we were, you know, we can submit whatever mythical budgets we want that aren't based in any particular way on reality. But nobody in this committee felt that that was a responsible thing to do. And the other issue, of course, is creating budgets that actually make sense and that are balanced. And that was also something that couldn't really happen without good information. Now that we have good information, the committee and the individual stations can really do their job, I believe. But I think that, you know, there's been a complaint, especially at the PNB level, that the NSC hasn't really been doing its job. And I'm just saying that I think we did the best job we could under the circumstances that we have had, and that we now find ourselves in different circumstances. And I'm more hopeful that we can be more effective in the ongoing future. So just wanted to offer that defense for anybody who happens to be listening and thinks that we've just been slacking off and sitting on our hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Teresa.
Okay, so I'm looking at the budget timeline, and that's what we're talking about, right? I can talk about this?
Correct.
We are. Okay. And it's for fiscal year 19. So we just, you're saying that we're not going to be, I'm just wondering where the local finance committees are going to fit in here. So you're saying if we're not going to worry about anything until the fiscal year 2021, we should have been working on this in June, or we should be working on this right now. Local Finance Committee, you're saying we should be meeting right now to work on our budgets, right, and meeting with our business managers and general managers in the month of June. And then it's picked up by the CFO on July the 1st. Hopefully we've given everything that we need to give to the CFO by July 1st, right, if we're going to just – use this template for this year, correct?
Who are you asking, Teresa?
I guess Anita. And is that the general consensus of the Finance Committee right now?
I think I think if we take this, the House 2019 dates, and add the 2020, or as someone suggested, maybe look, not spend the time in 2020 and start building the 21 starting August 2020, starting the schedule then. So then the local finance committee would have it by September 15, 2020 for the 21st budget. Does that make sense?
According to what you've sent us, in June, the local finance committees are working on the budget. You're saying we don't need to start working on it until August or September? Is that what you're saying? So according to this timeline, by September 15th, the PNB adopts the budget for all of the stations and archives and affiliates and national office. So But we should be working on the budget right now.
Correct. But, I mean, if we go through this timeline here, it would be August 2020, correct, on down to September 15th. All right. And I apologize. For some reason, my phone went dead almost. So can you hear me all right?
Yes, we hear you now. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. R. Paul, did you want to come in now and with the timelines?
Well, I should have come in before. We have a disorganized discussion about it now. But for those of you who don't know yet, I put together three of the timelines for FY17, FY19, and FY20, and I've sent them out by email. So everybody either has them by now or is about to get them, depending on how your email works. Basically, going to the FY20 timeline, how this works. If you're looking at the timelines, they all say they're a timeline. And then you have four columns. One is A, B, C, D, just organizes it. Next you have deadline. The next column is who initiates. And after that you have action. So in A you have for FY20, since we pushed everything back, the deadline was August 31st, and the CFO was supposed to have met with the treasurers to outline the budget development process and paperwork submission, and call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. That's the first thing. Now, you look down there, and it goes from A to I, the last thing for the FY21 being December 30th, and the PMB would adopt the budgets for this fiscal year that had begun on October 1st. Now, that is that's what we did because we were in a rush and we couldn't get it, and oh my, it was a problem. Prior to that, we had started the first thing with the CFO meeting with treasurers, et cetera, started on May 17th of 2019, for that budget, and was supposed to end with the adoption of the budgets for that fiscal year by the PNB on September 15th. In prior years, we have done the first thing with the CFO sometime in April. All right, so this is the timeline that we've used, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The reason it sometimes doesn't work is because various things. Sometimes the CFO doesn't exist. Sometimes we've had, you know, the CFO in the middle is gone, and we say, well, what do we do now? Sometimes people just can't get it together. Sometimes stations are just really, really late and don't get it in. Various things come up, and, you know, LSBs don't meet in a timely way. All sorts of different things. You could probably even think of some of them. Delay this thing a lot. But the basic outline here has at times worked. It's just that sometimes we don't follow them. And right now, of course, it's June, so it would be kind of odd for us to set up our first thing to do in May. So what we're going to have to do, I think, is, one, we have to look at this thing and decide if we want to go with the leave the second two columns of who initiates and what the action is, leave them as is or not, you know, and that would be a big debate. That would be a big discussion. Because I can tell you that this was arrived at after years of dealing with Pacifica budgets. So it's not something somebody theoretically came up with off the top of their head. And what we might do is start thinking about the deadlines, when to set the deadlines for these things to happen. So those are the two things we really need to do, is deal with column 3 and 4, who initiates, and action. Decide, I would suggest we decide, yeah, leave that. That's what we'll do. And then go to the second column of deadline and say, what dates do we want to put in on this? What deadlines do we want to set for the FY21 budget? And, yes, I would also suggest we say, let's not waste any more time on the FY20 budgets. That's what I have to say.
Well, leaners of the stats.
Sorry, I was muted. Thank you, Art Paul. Paulina, before you go, we have Sharon on the stack.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Art Paul, really appreciate that summary. Because, yes, I was on the NFC last year, my first year on the NFC, and I remember going over this quite a bit. So I just wanted to also comment because I just wanted to make the comment that the KPFA local station board did comply with this timeline. So we were the station that did comply. We met. We met the item B, which was to rank the budget priorities. I sent out a list to all of our members. I mean, not to our members, to the LSB, and I had them rank. So we did that. And then we had a workshop about the budget. And we had met, and we did approve a budget, and we did submit the budget. I submitted the budget to this NFC last year by October 31st, 2019, so we complied with E. And I just wanted to make that point about what KPFA did. And as I understand from last year, the reason why we even bothered to do it, with the understanding that, as, you know, line I says, we adopted the goal was to have the PNB adopt the budget for the fiscal year that had already started. That was the goal of this timeline. The PNB was supposed to do that in December. That did not happen. But the goal was to at least try to have a budget at least somewhat in place. So I hear what Anita is saying about trying to have it go forward for fiscal year 2021, and I understand sort of the logistics for of doing it that way, but I also really wonder whether it is actually worth it to try to comply with this timeline that we did last year. I mean, we at KPFA did, and try to get a budget that is in keeping, you know, with the current understanding of the finances, which is so much improved from previous years, as Chris has said before. So I just wanted to make that point. Maybe Anita can comment on whether it would make sense to try to have a budget process for fiscal year 2020, even with the understanding that it might not get approved until December. I'm just curious what Anita might think about that.
If I may comment,
of course.
I mean, we're going to do whatever is the pleasure of this committee. I mean, that's how, what I feel that I report to. I mean, it would be a lot of work. So from my perspective, I have to look at, do we put our energy on that, or would we put our energy on completing or starting to work on the 2019 budget, if you will, for the audit rather, not the budget, sorry. That still, we need to turn that around fairly quickly. But we'll do whatever you would like for us to do to start working. But I also would, following the guideline of all this, obviously I need to have the station staff to cooperate with us. And
okay, can I just ask a follow-up? So if I understand what you're saying, Anita, you're saying that you at NETA need to focus on the audit for fiscal year 2019, and that trying to comply with this timeline would interfere with your ability to do that. Is that what you were trying to say?
Well, right now I have four people that work on Pacifica almost all the time. So I would need to add one more person to help with the audit for 2019 anyway, the way I look at it. Tamara, George, and Ann Goff, and then our payroll person. That is not a full-time job, obviously, but it is a dedication of someone that works toward. I'm just saying, where do we need to put our strength and our energy in? And I feel that we are finally to a point that we are current, which I am very excited about. Obviously not current enough in the audit as of yet, but we've had a lot to overcome. So, again, we'll do whatever you want us to do. I think, obviously, budgets are very desirable. I realize that, and important.
I guess if I could just ask one, I'm sort of not clear why Netta would have to be involved in this. Oh, that's because you act as the CFO. Is that what it is?
Yes. I mean, there's got to be some interaction, obviously.
I wasn't understanding that. Thank you. Okay. So that would be the CFO meets with the treasurers. That's the first step on the timeline. So
yes.
I understand what you're saying now.
Okay.
This is the chair. I just want to break in for a moment. We do have Polina waiting patiently on the stack. We are starting to tick down to our time to conclude unless we decide to extend. But if you don't mind, Polina, I want to interject a question that's very relevant to what's being said right now, which is that some of our stations don't have business managers, and I guess Netta has been performing that function for at least WBAI. So when you said you would work with the business managers, I guess you mean and the staff of the station. You mean to the extent, obviously, the stations have those kind of staffs, and otherwise, it's all being done in-house at Netta. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, thank you, and thank you for your indulgence, Polina. It's your turn.
Thank you. I think there might be some confusion here. So I did receive the FY20 budget timeline revised. And it's a timeline to prepare the 20 budget, the one that wasn't, you know, I believe, was never met. So I believe now we're at the end of fiscal year 2020. I don't see how we should be preparing a budget for the year 2020 if we're already at the end of it. So I think it makes complete sense what Anita is saying, that we should be focusing our energy and our limited staff on fiscal year 2021 to avoid, right? And so if you, you know, if you're looking at the same document I'm looking, I'm talking to the other members of this committee, it should say FY21 budget line. And then, you know, August, you know, maybe August of 2020, now we're in June, perhaps we could push it, you know, a little bit, but make it a little bit earlier, right? Instead of starting this timeline in at the end of August, maybe we could start it at the end of in mid-July or something to that effect, or give certain steps that require more footwork, legwork to get the information from the stations for the CFO to meet with the treasurers, to outline budget development process, right, and paperwork submission. Maybe that should be more than I mean, 2 weeks allotted to it in the previous outline, or perhaps we would need more time for category B, right, which is identify and rank budget priority. Maybe we would need more or less time for generating draft station budgets, maybe more. So I want to know from those people who participated in the process of creating the budget and the timeline in 2019 for the fiscal year 2020, what could have gone better? What could have, which steps in the process from A to I could have had more time or could have been better supervised?
That was a long question.
Was that question for Anita, Polina?
If Anita was part of that, then yes. If not, it would be for R. Paul. He sent the timeline, and I also believe somebody else on this call mentioned that they were part of the process last year, which never resulted in a budget, I believe, right? But I just want to know how, you know, your honest self-reflection. What could have gone better? What can we do better now? And I don't see why wait. Just change the year 2019 to 2020. We're in that year. We're at the end of the fiscal year. The fiscal year ends at the end of September. We have to start on budgeting fiscal year 2021. I mean, I don't even see why there would be a question about that. It's just how soon do we start and where do we start and what do we do better this year? Thank you.
I'm going to take the liberty of redirecting that to R. Paul or directing that to R. Paul. Is that, you willing to take that?
Some of it, yes. I want to be on stack, so I guess I'm at stack. All right.
There you go.
Yes. Let me point out to everyone. I sent out three files, and they are the FY17 budget timeline, the FY19 timeline, which was corrected because it was a typo in it, and the revised FY20 timeline. Now, if you look at them, they're basically the same stuff each year. There's a little bit of something in there, here and there, that's slightly different. And the main thing that's different are the dates. And as I said before, I think the thing we need to do is decide if, again, I'm going to the four columns of it, the first one of which is just A through I. The third and fourth column, which is who does stuff, who initiates, and the fourth column, which is action, which is, you know, obvious, those things we should probably, you know, look at and consider and figure out, do we want to change any of that? And we should then set a meeting time when we're going to tackle that and realize that if we do want to change any of that, we may have a lot of discussion about it because, again, this stuff, those two columns came up after a lot of experience. And the main thing I think we need to really look at is the deadlines. When do we want to get this stuff done? Realizing that it would be really, really wonderful if we could get the final thing, the PNB getting ready to adopt everything before the end of FY20, which means sometime in like the middle of September, which is why I sent out the FY17 budget timeline, which has a deadline of September 30th, you know, which would be barely getting it done, but there you go. What I think we need to do is everybody look at these three. I could even send in the FY16 one if people want. I could probably dig back for a few more years. And I think what we need to do is everybody needs to look at this and see what they think about it, and then we need to have a meeting and realize that the timeline can take a while. It could just be that we would just say, yeah, columns 3 and 4 are fine, and we'll just make these dates for, you know, similar dates for FY21 budget, in which case it wouldn't take that long, I think. But we need to make sure that we all understand how this is going to work, because otherwise we're going to end up with meetings for the budget where people have, you know, are kind of lost and don't understand why we're talking about topics. So, that's what we need to do. We need to set the timeline as something we'll do on maybe the next meeting and deal with it then.
Chair, this is Paulina with a quick follow-up.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Yeah, Paul, that's exactly right. I mean, I was studying the documents you sent me. That's why I was asking the question. So, for instance, in the revised timeline that you sent, Step C actually says September 30th, 2019, and Step D is September 15th. So I think it must have been switched, because you can't just, you know, you can't compile and distribute network budgets on the 15th and then generate them on the 30th, right? So, I mean, we need to review this, and I think we need more time than we have allotted for this item, and which is very, very important. And I think we can't wait. It's not a question of, you know, following the timeline that was revised on July 9th in 2019. Maybe the previous timelines in 18 and 17 and 16 were actually better, starting earlier. So I agree with you, and let's see how we proceed. Thank you.
This is the chair. I'm going to suggest that perhaps we should take a week and look at this and then meet again if possible, or perhaps wait for the 2 weeks till our next meeting. Let's go around and see what people think about this. Anybody have a thought as to what to do? Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I think it would be good for us to have a couple weeks to think about this. But I want to also add that we should really come to the table with something at the end of that 2 weeks, because we're already very much getting into the planning cycle for this next budget. In fact, we're already behind at least two of the three timelines that ARPAL submitted tonight. And but I think that there's a number of things that would speed this budget and up, or at least make the deadlines more hittable, I'm getting a little tired. Obtainable. There we go. That's the word. Part of it, I think, is just having very specific instructions for the individual stations on what they're supposed to be producing and how they're supposed to be producing it. But in addition, if you can kind of hand them not only just a suggested template, but maybe even some suggested numbers, which I think would actually be reasonably easy to generate at this juncture, they would be given a monumental head start instead of having to basically start from scratch every year, which I don't think anybody actually does anyway. They probably just take their last year's budget template and move it forward, which isn't always the best thing either, given rapidly changing circumstances such as we find ourselves in today. There's a lot to be thought about here, but I think we could speed it up considerably and make sure that we hit our timelines.
This is the chair again. I'm going to put myself on the stack for a moment. Are you done, Chris?
And Sharon for the stack.
Yeah, I'm done.
Please.
Thank you. Yes, Polina.
We are about 3 minutes away from time certain for this meeting, right?
I move to extend 15 minutes.
Any objection?
Who's making the motion?
Nancy.
That was Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Without objection, we'll extend 15 minutes. Starting, my computer is off. I have 10:19. What does anybody else have?
13. From the end of the meeting, basically.
Yeah.
So from 10:45 to 11?
No, from 10:15 to 10:30.
I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead. Okay, so if you don't mind, I was going to put myself on the stack for a moment and try to follow up on Chris's suggestion that we have something to bring to the table if we meet in 2 weeks. And I'm just wondering if it would make any sense to have a working meeting in between so we could come together and hash out some of this stuff that we might not be able to do in just a single meeting 2 weeks from now.
James, my question or comment actually is sort of related to that because it
Touch
has
Darren?
To do with this is
sure, go ahead, take your turn.
Because in looking at the fiscal year 17 budget timeline, the first item, you know, is May 31st. Which is meeting with the CFO. And now I understand from what Anita just said before, you know, how many people Netta has working on us. And so in any timeline, the first step is meeting, is where the CFO has to meet with the treasurers of each station. So each 5 station, the CFO has to meet with. So I guess I'm somewhat curious, even understanding this would be for fiscal year 21, I would just be curious to hear Anita's input on what date might be reasonable for Netta to do that.
I can comment on that. Right now, as other audits are starting, I would say that it would be feasible to consider mid-July to start at the earliest for us to just need to start meeting with the treasurers, because, you know, schedules, I do have an administrative assistant, could start scheduling that, but it takes time. And just to start to the process and the paperwork and all that. Any budget priorities, really?
Okay, well, I think that helps us maybe with our timeline that we want to work with also. So first step will start like in mid-July.
Okay.
Go ahead, Arpal. Were you done, Sharon?
Yeah. I mean, not that it will start, but it sounds like that would be the most convenient time for it to start for Netta. Yes. Okay. I'm done.
Okay. Fred for the stack. Fred for the stack.
Okay, Fred.
Okay.
Okay. I'll pause first. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. That's a part of what we need. Basically, that first thing with the CFO meets with the treasurers, well, obviously, the there's never been an actual meeting. I can tell you that. In the past dozen years, there's never been an actual meeting. But the CFO will sometimes send stuff out and ask for the priorities to be discussed. Right there it says, call for budget priorities to be discussed in various venues. That's it. They send out an email saying, start discussing your priorities. You'll notice that that's the next thing that other people have to do. And the thing with meet with treasurers is to basically, if anything is done at all, most of the time the CFO never did anything with the treasurers anyway. So item A frequently just never happened. But when it did happen, it was just a thing of the CFO would send out an email and say, you know, we have the budget template and this is how it's going to go. Would send everybody the make sure also the general managers and business managers get the timeline and make sure it's not just a thing of, you know, 6 months down the line, the business managers say, nobody ever sent it to me. You know, just get these, get the basics ready for it. Just let everybody know this is going to happen. This is how it's going to happen. And that's it. So that's not a gigantic thing to do. It shouldn't take a ton of time. Basically a lot of this stuff is kind of flexible because in years past, it isn't like everybody is supposed to have their LSBs are supposed to approve everything. And looking at the FY17 budget, everybody was supposed to have it done by July 31st. That was the deadline. Well, you know, it wasn't done that way. Maybe one or two stations would get it in on then. The other three stations would drip in a little later. So there's a flexibility you need here, and that's what happens. By the way, I will point out that, yes, for FY20, the WBII local finance committee did indeed bring our draft FY20 budget to the LSB. However, that was the LSB meeting of October of last year, and the LSB had other things to talk about. So that kind of stuff can get in the way. But this particular way of doing things, columns 3 and 4, has sort of stood somewhat of a test of time. And, you know, I think we really need to look at it, and I think we should come back to it in 2 weeks. We can email each other about it and put in questions about it. If somebody says, aha, this looks stupid, they can send an email, and we can, you know, maybe deal with that before the meeting. But I think 2 weeks to look at this and look at also our stations and say, hey, how much time do you think it would take you to do X? And come up with that, because some stations might say that'll take us a week, and some stations might say that'll take us 2 months. So that's what I think we should do, is I think we should meet at the next meeting, which is 2 weeks from now, and be ready to really tackle this thing and decide which parts we think should change. That's it.
Bolina to the stack.
Go ahead,
Nancy to the stack.
Oh, wait, Marie, Fred,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. Fred, you were after our Paul, weren't you?
Correct.
And then we have Paulina and then Nancy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to ask about the, I would sort of reiterate and amplify what Chris was talking about, and that is we really need a budget template that we can all use so that we have some guidance in generating these budgets. That's where KPFK fell down. We were using a 10-year-old template, and then the business manager threw that aside and did his own thing. So that's why I've been asking about the templates and trying to push for that. Thank you.
Pulling into the same issue.
The question was directed to Anita. In any case, thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. Would you mind me adding to Fred's question?
because it's on the same issue, and I'll just expand on it. Maybe Anita can answer us both. Would that be okay?
It doesn't look like we've lost anybody from the call.
Chair,
and it's absent. Go ahead and take the liberty, Colleen, and it's absent.
I'm sorry. I was muted. I didn't realize. Anita, did you hear Paulina's request?
Yes, but I think I haven't heard her question.
Right.
Yeah,
I haven't
so
been,
let's hear that.
Okay, great.
Let's hear that, Paulina.
So I mentioned at the beginning of this meeting that I was reading the email from June 10th sent by Anita with four budget templates, as a matter of fact. Very simple templates with categories, and I didn't see one for KPFT, so I'm wondering what's going on with that, whether we will have a budget template for KPFT, and also whether those would be the budget templates that business managers would have to work with to work on their 2021 budget. Is that the case, or am I mistaken? Is there something else forthcoming?
I think we would send you something forthcoming, one that would have the actual, or as close as we know, the numbers for year to date, and then start out with the new budget. So the template in response to that, yes, is kind of unique, universal for all the stations. And I'm making myself a note to send a template, if you will, so you can see that.
Okay, Paulina?
Yeah, that's fine. So something's forthcoming, and I think that probably answers Fred's question as well. I hope.
Very good. Was that okay, Fred? Was that what you were looking for?
Sort of. I think I'll send Anita the 10-year-old template that we have that I think was generated from the national office, and it's got at least 15 different panes, and there's a very detailed pane for the fund drive data. And that fund drive data pane, when it's completely filled out, actually generates the income for the particular station for the budgeted year.
Well, see that I have not.
I will send you a copy of that just for your information. Can use any of it or not, I don't know.
Okay. I'd like to see it.
Okay. We're about to run out of time. Let's hear from Nancy.
Okay. Thank you. I just, looking at this timeline, there's actions to be done, and I'm wondering if we could, look and see if those actions need to be adjusted a little bit, like the second step, ask the local finance committees and the LSBs to be involved in identifying and ranking budget priorities. And if there could be, like, maybe this is an example of adjusting the actions, maybe some kind of a step to educate or, include the LSBs in on what they're being asked to do and how they're, how they should do that. If we could add something like that to the action steps, maybe the treasurer would, give a little explanation to the LSBs. And we have to keep in mind those in the deadlines when the LSB meetings are, so that if we're going to involve the LSBs in the local finance committees in this, that we, make enough time for them to get ready to do this, and by getting them started earlier at their LSB meetings rather than later.
Was that directed to anybody in particular?
Well, it's just a suggestion.
you know, for when we're looking at the timeline, if people agree that we should involve the LSPs a little earlier, maybe we need a step in between A and B or something like that. I'm not sure, but would that be, you know, any comments on that suggestion? I guess it's open to anybody.
And I'd like to comment on that.
Paul, can you comment on it?
Okay, I think I heard Teresa first and then our Paul.
I'm thinking that, like, we have a fairly large finance committee. We have, I think, 17 of the 24 people of our LSB are on our finance committee meeting, finance committee. I'm thinking that your finance committee can work on its budget priorities and can solicit comments from the LSB, but I personally don't see any need for an extensive discussion of budget priorities at the LSB meetings. I think that actually might be, I don't know about you, but sometimes it's a challenge getting through our agenda at our LSB meetings, and I don't think that we should be stressed or feeling guilty that we have not had extensive discussions of priorities at the LSB meetings. That's just my thought.
Polina to the stack after the last person.
Okay, our Paul is next, then Polina.
Okay, we should not feel guilty, but we should probably feel stressed. It is rather stressful to get some of this stuff done. Item two is, I guess we're discussing this now. Item two is actually not so difficult because basically what happens is the local finance committee gets a hold of the general manager, says, hey, general manager, you're supposed to be doing this, and, you know, this will be somewhere in the future. And the general manager comes up with a draft budget. It goes to the local finance committee, and the local finance committee, grinds away on it and then brings it to the LSB, but not as a budget, but just sort of generally what happens is you poll the LSB and you give a treasurer's report and say this is what the local finance committee thinks should be the priorities and stuff. And, that's it, because usually the members of the LSB are either involved with the stuff anyway or they're not. And if they're not, you know, they'll just say, oh, okay, because it would – if you tried to do the stuff at the local station board meeting that you do at the local finance committee meeting, then, yeah, you'll bog down your LSB meeting. But if you do it as here's a report, it goes through. It's pretty easy.
I agree, but maybe then the level to involve people sooner is what you're saying is that the local finance committee is to get them clued into the process and being ready to do this sooner rather than later.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to extend for 5 minutes.
Without objection.
I'd like to go on the stack, Dwayne Mark.
Okay, we have Polina first, and then Dwayne.
What's the extension for? How long?
5 minutes.
Okay. And it passed without objection, did it?
I didn't hear any. Now it did.
Am I next?
Okay. Yeah, Polina.
Mm-hmm. I just sent an email to the finance committee, and I copied Dwayne, given that he hasn't been receiving the emails. And my email is proposing a motion. I propose that we approve a very simple motion tonight, and it says the following. Let me find my sent emails. Oh, I'm sorry. Says motion from Vasiliev, move that the National Finance Committee instruct local finance committees to come up with budget priorities for fiscal year 2020. It should have read 2021, my bad. Fiscal year 2021 in consultation with the CFO within 2 weeks of the date of this motion.
move that the National Finance Committee instruct local finance committees to come up with budget priorities for fiscal year 2021 in consultation with the CFO within 2 weeks of the date of this motion. And I don't know if it's possible, you know, maybe email consultation or if that's a very short timeline. I will welcome modifications to this since, you know, this is something that I'm not bringing to this body with prior consultation with my fellow committee members. I welcome input.
I'm going to suggest there's a point of order in that. I don't think that this committee can order the LSBs to do anything. We would have to go through the PNB to do that. Is that correct, Arpal?
Yeah, we can't. We don't control anybody else, really. Yeah,
right.
We can't force.
Okay,
the
my
bad.
So maybe, I understand. Sorry, modify. Move that the National Finance Committee suggest that the National Board instruct local finance committees to come up with budget priorities for fiscal year 2021 in consultation with the CFO within perhaps maybe a month time. How do people feel about that?
Mr. Chair, I have a suggestion.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I would advise the member to bring such a motion to the PNB. We're overstepping ourselves as a subcommittee of the PNB, and I really would like the opportunity with this last 3 minutes to have a comment.
Yeah, you have the floor. You were next.
Let me just reply very, very quickly, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Certainly,
I'll take that. I'll take that advice, and I'll bring that to the PNB. Thank you, Dwayne.
Is the member withdrawing the motion?
Okay. Paulina, did you want to withdraw the motion?
Yes, I will withdraw the motion. I actually feel it's very, the advice is right. The PNB
will the chair ask if anybody objects to withdrawing the motion.
Does anyone object?
If
I do.
Withdrawn.
I do, Nancy. I think she modified it so that the NFC is just suggesting to the PNB to instruct them. And so it's a ready-made motion, and it can go to them ahead of time. And, you know, if everybody on NFC agrees and thinks it's a good idea, then it's ready to go to the PNB.
So there's an objection to withdrawing the motion. Does that mean we have to go to a vote?
Well, that means the motion is not withdrawn, and it's on the floor, which means I need to get the exact change that was made to the motion.
Point of order, the motion hasn't been seconded. Does that matter at all? Or?
It's a committee. It doesn't get seconded.
Ah.
So
Paulina, can you get that in written form and get it to our Paul?
No. If this is on the floor now, we need to hear it.
It'll be there
and so we can
okay.
It out here.
I seek to be, Dwayne Lark seek to be recognized.
Dwayne.
I move to extend for 7 minutes. Since we are going to take up time voting on this.
Thank you, Dwayne. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're extended for 7 minutes.
So. Okay, we have a motion on the floor, but the motion needs to be, we need to hear how the wording's going to be because
yes.
I couldn't get it with everything before. And if
it's
not on the floor, it's on the floor.
Yes. Mr. Secretary, as well as Mr. Chair, I have just emailed the revised wording of the motion to the whole body. And
well,
if you would like me to read it, I can read it.
Yes, please do.
Move that the NFC ask the Pacifica National Board to instruct the local finance committees to come up with budget priorities for fiscal year 2021. In consultation with the CFO within 2 weeks of approval, meaning approval of the motion. If that's
I thought, 2 weeks. Oh, right.
Well, maybe 4 weeks. Is 2 weeks too short? I mean, they can debate it, but, you know, whatever you think.
Of course it's too short.
Okay,
about
so
three weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, so change that to three, and the only word that would be changed in the motion is three, from two to three.
And the wording is in your email.
Can you see that, Arpal? Go ahead, Arpal.
Well, I have what she just sent out, so I've plugged it in. I haven't read it. By the way, I changed these things to conform with the way we do it, which is FY21. Otherwise, it's going to be different from the past 16 years. So it's probably not a good idea to change how that's done. So I've changed it to priorities for FY21, and I'd like to be on stack because I got to speak against this motion.
Okay, I believe it's your turn then, Arpal.
Okay. First of all, the WBAI local finance committee isn't going to meet in time to make this. We're not going to meet within 2 weeks from now. We got a set meeting date. This is unnecessary. We'll adopt a timeline, and this is like pretty close to the first thing. This will get done. This is an unnecessary motion, and I think that we need to not try to do stuff off the top of our heads right now, but say, yeah, in 2 weeks we'll have a discussion of this after we've looked at it for a while and all considered it as a whole. And, read the whole thing, not just the top two parts. So I'm against this motion, and I'll vote against it because I don't think it's necessary.
Any other discussion? Please. Okay, I heard somebody else. Paulina, could you hold for one moment? Paulina, and was that Nancy?
Yeah.
And Sharon.
Anyone else? Sharon.
Sharon.
Anyone else?
Teresa for the stack.
And Teresa. Okay, let's start with Paulina.
Yes, I would like to motivate the motion and also offer a modification. I would be willing to make the suggestion of 4 weeks instead of two. And the reason is the following. I believe one of the local station finance committees is not even meeting. And so that means that we're going to have trouble putting together a budget at that particular station within the framework that is being followed by every station. And so it's important that the national board instruct local committees, local finance committees, to come up with budget priorities. It doesn't matter what, the time frame, the particular time frame that this, that we can all agree to is. The importance is, I don't think it's unnecessary. I do not think it's a superfluous motion. I think it's a very important motion for that exact reason. Local finance committees need to understand that the national board wants them to work on budget priorities. Otherwise, they get mired in many, many other, daily priorities, daily issues that they deal with. And if they do not get that instruction from national, they might not, we might get stuck without a budget again for the next fiscal year, and I don't think that's acceptable. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Nancy.
This is just something to make the local folks be aware that we're going to try to hit this budget approval by the PNB in September, and there's a number of steps that they need to be involved in before that, and that they can't wait until August to start thinking about this. And it's just a prod to get them thinking about what they think is important to be in the budget. And just to get them going, because so many times it's like September and or August, and it's like the first time we're hearing about it at the local station board level. And the finance committee is working on it, but it just would help if they could start thinking about it and then just kind of report what they're doing to the local station boards through the summer months.
Is that it, Nancy?
Yeah.
Sharon.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I agree with R. Paul. I think that we don't need to do this motion because I feel like the motion is actually making the process longer. Because the item that we're talking about is Identity B. And on the fiscal year 17 budget, it was supposed to be done by June 15th. Obviously, that can't happen. But it is to identify and rank budget priorities in order of importance on a scale of 1 to 5. So, as I said earlier, you know, the KPFA did this process last year. And we did it, the local station board did it directly through email. And we basically agreed that one of the priorities was of payroll and paying central services. So I think that was kind of how we went through our budget priorities. So what I'm trying to say is I think this motion is making this whole process unnecessarily complex, because if it goes up to the PNB, if we pass it here, then it goes up to the PNB, and then it gets voted on by the PNB, and then there's 4 more weeks. You're already talking the end of July before there's a discussion of budget priorities. And what I would like to suggest is that all the treasurers on this call and all the PNB members also perhaps just send an email to their LSCs or to the Finance Committee and say, what are the budget priorities? Let's try to come up with a list. It doesn't have to be this complicated process, and I think that we can move the process forward much more quickly if we just take that step of just agreeing to, like, go to our LSPs right now and ask about the budget priorities and begin to develop that now before the end of June, rather than waiting till the end of July to finish this.
Okay.
Teresa? Teresa?
I'm sorry, I was on mute.
No problem.
I agree. I think it was Sharon that was just speaking, and I agree with our call.
Yes.
Sharon, I think as a we've already had this on the agenda for our finance committee, so I'm all for the chair of the finance committee or the treasurer sending an email out right now. We're on the treasurers are on the call. I don't know which station it is that their finance committee isn't meeting, but if the treasurer's on this call, I'm assuming they're, whoever you are, get your committee together. Because I think
James, we're going to need to extend again. I'm sorry. Move to extend for 3 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, 3 minutes
That's all. I don't think we need to vote on this. I just think that we need to get our treasurers and our directors that are on this call on board to making this the high priority, which is on that timeline. Thank you.
There's a motion to extend for 3 minutes. Is there any objection?
Three? I thought it was 20. Did I hear the number wrong?
Chris, what was
three.
The number? Three minutes? Or?
Just three.
Three.
Three, yeah.
3 minutes.
I think we just need to close this item out.
There's a lot of background
here.
Did somebody mute?
Any objections, Mr. Chair?
Say it again, Dwayne.
Are there any objections?
I did ask that already, but nobody heard it, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so without objection, we're extended for 3 minutes.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
A vote to dispense of this item.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Can we go to a vote to dispense of this item?
Okay. I believe we can. Is there any more discussion? All right, a vote is called for. So, Paulina, can you restate your motion so everybody knows what we're voting on?
Yes.
Yes, please, Paul.
All right. Yes. The motion I have is move that. Oh God. Okay. Take out. Move that. That the NFC asks the PNB to instruct the local finance committees to come up with budget priorities for FY21 in consultation with the CFO within 2 weeks of approval.
Mr. Secretary, there was an update. It was
I believe I said within 4 weeks of approval.
Okay, it will be 4 weeks. Okay, within 4 weeks of approval. Okay.
Okay. Can we go to a vote, Mr.
Please
Secretary?
Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
No.
Nick Arena. Teresa J. Allen.
No.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Chris Corey.
No.
Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
The chair is going to pass.
Anita Sims.
No.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes. Yes.
Selena Vesalia.
Yes.
Okay, going back. Okay, one second. Something slipped. Give me one second, please. Going back. Nick Arena. Not answering. R. Paul Martin, no. And the count is 3-4, 5 against, 1 abstention.
Mr. Secretary, the chair passed. I didn't abstain.
Oh, crap.
But I'm
okay.
Going to abstain. I'm going to abstain now.
Okay, you're going to abstain now. Okay. Then it's 3-4, 5 against, 2 abstentions.
Correct. Okay, so that motion fails, and I think without having a motion, because I believe we're out of time, I think we can ask all of the treasurers here to contact their LSPs, I mean their finance committees, and put them on notice that this process is beginning. Give them a wake-up call. We haven't done this for years. Let them know that we're going to go forward with this.
Some of us have done this for years.
Pardon me?
I know that the PAI committee has been doing this. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Why are you adjourning?
All right, I believe it's time to adjourn. We have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
We're adjourned.
Yeah, okay, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night, Tam. Good night, Anita.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you all.